Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
According to reports, the Nats are on the verge of hiring a new president of baseball operations slash GM. Unclear on that, but here to help us with that is our good friend from Mass and Sports, Mark Zuckerman, at Mark Zuckerman on X on Twitter. He and our good friend Al Galdi host a Nats Chat podcast, which you can get anywhere you get your podcasts. So, tell us about Paul Toboni from the Red Sox, 35-year-old, et cetera, and what his position will be, whether or not it's, you know, GM and president of baseball operations both or just one. Let's hear who the Nats just hired.
Yeah, first of all, I believe it's going to be president of baseball operations, and that he will then also have a GM working for him. Now, the thing to understand here, because, you know, we had, you know, decades with Mike Rizzo essentially right, holding both roles or both titles. The way baseball works now, a lot of places, is you've elevated to the top decision maker this title of president of baseball operations with a GM working below them. The GM in those cases is not really the guy in charge, the one making all the final decisions. It's just an elevated title and a sort of right-hand man to help, you know, accomplish a lot of things. So Paul Toboni is going to be in charge of the Nationals from a baseball standpoint, whether he has somebody working underneath him or not. And it's a big move for a young guy, as you said, 35. Now, this is the way the sport's gone in a lot of cases. It's not unusual for someone that young. He's got a decade of experience. And I think what stands out about him, maybe versus some others, there are so many GMs and executives in baseball now with a straight up analytics financial background, not necessarily a straight baseball background. Guys like Mike DiBartolo, who worked in, on Wall Street before going into baseball. In Toboni's case, he played baseball at Cal Berkeley, and he got his MBA from Notre Dame. So he has that side of it, the analytics side of it. But he also spent the last decade working his way all the way up the Red Sox scouting ladder. He started out just as an area scout looking for the next high school star and worked his way up all the way to becoming the guy who was in charge of their draft for 3 years and then ultimately becoming an assistant GM who had a lot of responsibilities for them. So it's kind of that nice sweet spot of a combination of the traditional background and plenty of scouting background while also being very well versed in analytics. And I'm interested to see how he incorporates those two things together. In a perfect world, that's what you want, somebody who has both sides of that equation.
Are you surprised that the Nats were able to attract somebody like this?
A little bit. And his name had come up, but the thought, at least coming out of Boston, was that he was in line to be promoted to the GM of the Red Sox, working underneath their top guy, who was considered the chief baseball officer or something like that. Yeah. So, and the thought would be, well, of course he's going to want to stay with the Red Sox. Now, maybe this is where making him president of baseball operations, really giving him the keys to the car, is what sold him on it. I'm really curious. One of the first things I want to ask him when he's officially introduced is, what did he learn from the Lerner family about this organization? You know, I'm sure he's trying to sell himself to them, but I'm sure they're trying to sell themselves to him as well.
Don't they need what to is, in this sport?
100%. 100%. Yeah. So I want to know, what did he hear from them that convinced him, yes, this is the place I wanted to go? Because presumably as an up-and-comer working for a very good organization in Boston, there were going to be other opportunities for him, whether there or somewhere else. So I want to know, why did this one really stand out to you and say, I need to take this job? I think his answer to that would be pretty fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, do you think, I mean, he probably wouldn't reveal this perhaps, but don't you think he needed some level of commitment, financial and otherwise, from the Lerners before taking this gig?
Yeah, I would think so, or at least a general idea of what they anticipate doing. Now, you know,
I'm not talking about compensation for him. I'm talking about a commitment to the player development, to free agents, to managers, etc. The Lerners have a rep here that, like you said, they had probably had to sell themselves to him.
Yeah, no, 100%. And I think what is important in his standpoint, you kind of mentioned there, it's not just how much are you going to spend on the major league payroll. It's how much money are you going to give me to build the infrastructure of the organization, to hire player development people, front office staffers, scouts, analysts, everything that we need to have an organization that I believe is going to be good enough to win and compete for championships. So that's all stuff that I would think, if I'm in his position, I want to have some assurances and know what I'm getting into here. Do I think they told him, hey, we're going to have a top five budget in the majors? I'm going to guess probably not, but I would hope that whatever they did tell him was satisfactory enough to make him believe that they can be competitive here and that this isn't necessarily a Tampa Bay Rays or Pittsburgh Pirates kind of situation, because that would, I think you would step into that a little more leery of what the future would hold.
Real quickly, for everybody that's not paying close attention to this, tell everybody what's coming down the road with respect to, a collective bargaining agreement and a potential, for the first time ever, salary cap in this sport.
Yeah, this is the underlying thing, not just for the Nationals, but across all of baseball. But it certainly fits in with a lot of what I think the Lerners are coping with right now and trying to figure out as they map things out the next few years. The CBA expires after next season at the end of 2026. And you're already hearing some pretty serious talk on both sides of the equation, players and owners, about lockouts, about demand, and owners demanding a salary cap, something that they last really tried to do in 1994. How'd that work out? Well, they lost the World Series and they didn't even get their salary cap in the end. The union has always been adamantly opposed to that. Do they think they can pull it off this time? I don't know. Perhaps, but they're certainly talking in those terms like they want to do that. So they're definitely gearing up for the potential of some kind of work stoppage in 27 or major changes, and who knows how long that takes. And then on top of that, there's a major issue for MLB with their media rights, their TV rights, that Rob Manfred is openly saying that he hopes to have all 30 teams essentially give up their local TV rights to the league so that it can be packaged as one huge sum to deal out to whoever might want it, and that comes up in 2028. So those are the underlying factors, and if you're the Lerners, the thought is, are they just biding their time until that's all settled and they're going to kind of stay with the low payroll and go in that direction now? Would you go all in now, or are they thinking, hey, if we're going to have a salary cap in a few years, that changes the whole financial dynamic of it? The TV situation we know is a huge deal for them. Whether they would sell the team someday may be tied into all of this. So it's a lot to consider beyond just what they're looking to do in 2026.
How much does the value of, say, a Nationals, on the open market for sale, how much does it increase the value if there's a salary cap in the sport?
It could. The thought would be, I guess you would say, okay, they would have a better chance of being more competitive by not having to try to spend alongside the Yankees and the Mets and the Dodgers and that kind of thing. So it could. In theory, that also raises the value of the Pirates and the Royals and the Reds and teams like that. So I think it really boils down to it. I firmly believe that if the Lerners are ultimately want to sell the team, but they're not going to do it until they get the price number that they want, which they obviously have not gotten yet. What's the best way to get there? To me, it's always been have a better team, you know, have a more successful franchise with more fans and all that kind of stuff. Now, maybe a salary cap helps them get there, but if they're just thinking that alone solves all the issues, I'm not sure that's 100% true, because you see in other sports with salary caps, there are still the bottom feeders who lose every year and are still not effective at winning no matter what the salary balance may be.
Yeah, and I think the TV thing is also incredibly interesting as it relates to somebody like Ted Leonsis as a potential buyer, because obviously that would be for monumental, but if baseball is controlling the TV part of it for, say, the Nats and many other teams, that's, you know, something we can talk about in the future. Anyway, there are other things I wanted to chat about with you. How would you sort of describe James Wood's season?
Roller coaster, although it was entirely going up for the first half and pretty much going down the second half until the last 2 days. Thankfully, he's hit three homers in the last 2 days, hasn't struck out, and so he may yet salvage this. It's probably the most dramatic one half to the other half I've ever seen from a player. He was so good in the first half, and we're talking about him being a 40-plus homer, you know, iconic season, like among the likes of Bryce Harper and Juan Soto when they were here. And that was legit. That's what he was headed for. Mm-hmm. And the second half, it fell apart. And until just these last couple days, he only hit three home runs since the All-Star break and was striking out at an incredible rate, to the fact that he probably won't get there now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thanks to the last few days, but he was on pace to break the all-time single-season strikeout record in Major League Baseball of 223 by Mark Reynolds of the Diamondbacks.
He's eight short of that right now. He's struck out more than anybody in the league this year.
Yeah. So, and it, you know, it's one thing to say, oh, you strike out a lot, but you're still making great contact. No, that wasn't happening either. So a huge tail off. Now, I think everybody believes this guy is going to be really good for a really long time. And it was a strange second half with the firings. Maybe the home run derby screwed him up. Give him an offseason to clear his mind, come back spring training with a new manager, new coaching staff, and he should be fine. But it was very discouraging to see that the drop-off be that dramatic and for it to take this long for him to start to get it back together again.
Talking to Mark Zuckerman from Masson, how good has the last few weeks been? I mean, I want to start with just Cleveland. They're on the verge. If they hold off the Tigers and they now have a one-game lead, they finally overcame the Tigers last night in the American League Central. They were 15.5 back on July 8th. They were 10.5 back on September 1st. This would be an all-time comeback since the divisions were a part of it in 1969. I mean, I know for us, football season starts and there's a big shift in attention, but tell everybody what Cleveland is about to accomplish.
Oh, and you just outlined it. It's one of, if not the greatest comebacks ever. And you got to understand, they were not on anybody's radar at all. And Detroit was so far out in front that it was just assumed, oh, they're going to have the best record in the league. And what a great story this has become as a team who had a surprise run last year to make the playoffs. And all of a sudden, they're not assured of anything anymore. They're fighting whether for the division or it would actually be the final wild card the way that's set up. It's now down to them in Houston for the last wild card. And if they miss out, that's a monumental collapse for a franchise that just never thought it was going to be in that position. So it's a huge deal. Caught everyone in the sport by surprise. Now, we knew Cleveland was good last year. They went to the ALCS before losing to the Yankees. They have talent, but the season was not going in that direction for them at all. And Detroit looked far and away the superior team. Cleveland's taken it to them in these last two games that they've been facing head-to-head. You know, I really would like to see Detroit still get in because I think they're a great story. They have Kyle Finnegan, the former Nats closer, in their bullpen. I would love to see them make a run as well, but you can't discount what the Guardians have done. And it's really, it has been a fascinating final week. We don't often get this, where you've got multiple division races and wild card races that look like they're going to go right down at the final day.
I want to make sure I'm clear on this. If we get a bunch of ties, we now have tiebreakers in place to avoid multiple playoff games before the playoffs begin, correct?
Yeah, there's no more game 163, unfortunately. I loved those when they would come up, that one extra game when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
You got to go play and
the
you have no time to prep for it. I loved it, but I understand why baseball did this with the three-game wild card series now. Trying to pack that all in and get it done right around Halloween was too much. So it is tiebreakers, and that's why when you look at the standings, and they'll mention it on all these broadcasts that, like, you know, even if the Mets end up tied with the Reds, well, the Reds have the tiebreaker over them, so they have to finish ahead of them in order to get in. So there's a lot of that stuff. It's unfortunate. I love the old method, but I do understand why, you know, there just aren't enough days in the calendar for them to account for those tiebreaker games anymore.
So we've talked about the Cleveland overcoming Detroit. How about what Seattle's done in the American League West? By the way, Houston has not missed the postseason since 2016. They're on the verge of potentially missing the postseason this year unless they can have a big weekend and snag one of the wild cards. But just give me a minute on Cal Raleigh and the Mariners.
The Mariners have had a wonderful season. It's their first division title in 24 years since Ichiro was a rookie in 2001, and they won a record 116 games that year.
Right.
The whole city, the whole Northwest seems to have gotten 100% behind them. And the big reason is the big dumper himself, Cal Raleigh, who last night hit his 59th and 60th home runs. And I know the number 60 doesn't mean what it used to because it's become a little more common the last few decades. But what you got to understand with Cal Raleigh, he's done this as a catcher. And he's not like a part-time catcher. He is a full-time catcher and a good one, a switch-hitting catcher. To hit 60 home runs with the physical demands of that position and to do it in a way that's carrying a team to a division title, maybe even the number one seed in the American League, depending on how it all shakes out, that's why he is a serious contender, if not the favorite, over Aaron Judge for the AL MVP. It's an iconic, memorable season for a guy who really embodies what that team has become.
Yeah, I mean, this probably is more me than maybe the majority of people that are listening, but there's no chance I could have identified Cal Raleigh at the beginning of the season in terms of what team he played on.
No, and there's a lot of people, I'm sure, you know, people in baseball knew who he was, but he has not done anything to this extent. It's such a breakthrough season. It's really just become like this bigger than life situation that he's done. And also keep in mind, just from Seattle standpoint, the Mariners standpoint, they are the only franchise that's never been to the World Series now. The Nationals were the previous one when they got there in 2019 as the Expos and Nationals.
Well, they're the favorite in the American League right now.
Yeah, and I think they deserve to be. It's wide open. There really isn't an obvious favorite this year in either league, I don't think. But if Seattle were to get there, there's a huge emotional component to that. A franchise that's existed since 1977 and is the only one left in the majors that has never reached the World Series.
So, you know, Of course, I'm going to reach out to you next week again for the playoffs. But right now, while I have you, because I'm looking at the odds, the Phillies are the current favorite to win the World Series. The Mariners are actually second, ahead of the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Brewers, who for much of the season looked like the best team in baseball. Is this the year that the Phillies get it done?
It could be, but I really don't feel like anybody is head and shoulders the favorites above anyone else. Uh-huh. And in the Phillies' case, their starting pitching has been dominant, and that means a lot, as we know, in the postseason.
But injuries.
Their bullpen, they've had injuries, and their bullpen is incredibly shaky. And we've also seen how big an impact that can make on teams come the postseason. So, I'm hesitant to label anyone as a favorite going into it. I think Milwaukee has had a fantastic season. Another team that you don't necessarily look at the names and they're not going to wow you, but 1 through 26 on their roster, they have contributors everywhere, and they have maintained a pace all year that a lot of teams have gone up and down all year. The Brewers have kind of maintained it throughout, which to me is a good sign of what they're capable of. But this is one of the great things and one of the hard things about baseball. You can watch the sport for 162 games and think you know who the best teams are.
Oh yeah.
And all of a sudden you get into a short series, especially the 3-game wild card series, and God knows anything can happen. And a team that has a bad bullpen, well, they need is two guys at the back end who step up at the right moment and can carry you.
Your team did it a few years ago, the Diamondbacks.
100%.
So one other quick question while I have you on the phone, cuz I watched the Kershaw, final, the retirement announcement, his last start. He actually came in last night out of the bullpen. Is he a starter in a playoff series for the Dodgers, or is he in the bullpen?
I thought that was I was watching it too last night. I thought it was a very interesting decision. They're still trying to wrap up the West.
Yeah.
So there was
reason. They got a 2.5 game lead. They should get it done, right?
Yeah. They're in pretty good shape because they won that game in extra innings last night. I'm very fascinated. You talk about injuries. The Dodgers have had a ton of pitching injuries in particular. And yes, they're the Dodgers. They have more depth than anyone else, and they can handle it. But it's very much up in the air how they're going to arrange their rotation, what Kershaw is going to be. He's not the same Kershaw from, years ago. And they acknowledge that, and he acknowledges that, and he knows he's retiring at the end. They've used him in the bullpen in the playoffs before. It hasn't worked out. You may remember
Game 5
in 2019,
yeah.
Soto and Rendon back-to-back. So there's a little bit of that shell shock.
After he had gotten out of the sixth, remember?
Yeah.
And the standing ovation. And the shot of him in the dugout after he gave up the back-to-backs was just amazing from that series.
He was shell-shocked, yeah, 100%. Yeah. So maybe there's a little bit in the back of their minds about that. The Dodgers have they got to get in first, and they're just about in, but then they got to figure out how are they going about it. And that, to me, is a perfect example of this team that on paper, all the star power, they should be one of the favorites, but they've got to piece it all together, and maybe they will, and they'll go on this run, and in the end we'll say, well, clearly the Dodgers were best. Or maybe they're out in 3 games because they weren't able to get it all together. It would be a fairy tale story for Kershaw, but they've got plenty of question marks as much as anybody else going into it.
Thanks for doing this, as always. I'd love to talk to you next week, too, when we get all the matchups. But I will reach out then. Mark Zuckerman, everybody. Talk to you soon. Enjoy the final weekend.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yep. At Mark Zuckerman on X on Twitter. All right. Up next, we talk college football with our guy Denton Day. This is a phenomenal college football weekend. And by the way, it could start with a big upset opportunity tomorrow night. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.